Hey, when Susie sent her assignment in, hopefully here a little bit later today, I'm going to send it out to y'all so you can read it. But she started her assignment off with why I do an assignment. So just for those of you who are wanting to sit on the fence on this whole assignment thing, I'll read why Susie does an assignment, and then you can think about why you should be doing an assignment. One is, she says, to solidify in my mind what was taught, to have them as a reference as I am faced with ongoing challenges, to share with others in the Ready Corp. Reading other CEOs' assignments through the years have had such an impact on my life, giving me hope, encouragement, providing insightful information and personal testimonies that have helped me analyze and assess similar situations in my business and family. And I hope that my assignments can help others in some way. And respect for Pat, for all the work and time and commitment to write and teach these lessons, all to help us become better CEOs, to improve our personal relationships and our relationship with God, to be an example to others in the Ready Corp, and respect to God. Such a small way to show my gratitude for all the blessings He continues to shower me with, to carve out that small amount of time each week to pay it forward, in hopes that possibly someday my children even will read my assignments at a crucial time in their life. Proverbs 3, she writes, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life in many years and bring you to prosperity." And then just one other scripture, when it comes to paying it forward, is it says this, desire, it's a pretty strong scripture, but I'm going to read it anyway. Here we go. It says, "The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. All day long he craves and craves." Then the encouragement here, "But the righteous," what does the righteous man do? "The righteous gives and does not hold back." So when you're not doing an assignment, you're holding back. It blesses me. It blesses Patrick. It blesses a lot of people. And then you get an extra blessing because you'll get a response to your assignment. And it might even get shared with the whole group. And then you get even more blessing back. And it blesses many, many people. So just think about that. It's an opportunity for you to give and to give generously. And that's what it's about as we go. And then as we get into this week here this morning, and we get into complacency, and that is, I think, as Pat likes to say, the mother of all disregard, is we just want to always leave that aside. Just carve out a little time each week, do an assignment, send it in, and see what happens. See what happens when you do it. We've been blessed. Everybody on this phone has been blessed so much. And you've been given so much. I know I did not deserve a second chance. I blew my first chance and like almost exploded my life. And I don't deserve what I have today. But God is gracious and He's good and He's kind. So what is it for us to give a little bit back to Him, huh? each and every day and each and every week? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you just for the opportunity to be together, to be encouraged, to be exhorted. And we thank you for your word, because that's what your word does. It encourages us, it exhorts us, it reproves us, it teaches us. And today is just another opportunity to take a moment to listen, to learn, and to grow as business owners, as moms, as dads, as chief executive officers. You put us in that place of leadership. And Lord, leadership has responsibility and leadership has expectations. And we just know that we can't do it. We can't do better than our best without complete 100% reliance upon you. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope I was never mad. But
it was good.
we need systems in our lives, and thank God for the systems that keep us in line, keep us on the straight and narrow, keep us making the correct adjustments. You know, because isn't that what the redundant systems, you know, they tell us, like this silly ones that drive us nuts in our car, in our newer cars now, that go beep, 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 beep if you, you know, start to touch the other lane or whatever it is. But, you know, what they do is, what do you have to do, though, if your car is drifting? You have to make an adjustment, right? So having the correct systems in place so that we're making the correct adjustments. Obviously, a good idea of, you know, taking a hard money loan to make payroll, maybe we need to get some different counsel so we can make a correct assessment and make a correct decision and have the correct redundant systems. And obviously, ultimately, that redundant systems, it needs to be the one that always is leading us to our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's there. He's always there. As it says in Hebrews, he's always there making intercession for us before the Father. So he's there. He's available. And we always want to, you know the Jesus we're praying to. Because, yeah, the world can invoke the name of Jesus in some pretty crazy ways. So to be grounded and firm and standing and building our house on that firm foundation. Amen. Let's pray. We got a lot to do today. I know every one of us, we got a full agenda in front of us. And thank God we do, huh? Still, no bombs in the front yard. No grenades going off next to us. We don't have pagers blowing up. So thank God that we don't. And praise, and we can pray to God that we never have to face that. And so that every day we can have that opportunity to get to work and just to lean on him. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, the gift given to us who believe and put our faith and trust completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. We have a Lord. We have a Savior. And we can know him. And he didn't just die on a cross, but he rose again out from among the dead. And because of that, Lord, we know that we have newness of life in him. For behold, he says, if we are in Christ, we are new creations. The old has passed, the new has come. So may we embrace and enjoy the new and the new opportunities, a new way of life and a new way of thinking that we always need to be working on. You know, Patrick said this morning, you gave us a gift of free will. And boy, is that a gift that needs to always be in check. Because sometimes that gift can almost feel like a curse that we have free will. But without it, we wouldn't know you and we wouldn't know love like you have shown us love. So we thank you for this morning as we go out and, you know, maybe be sticking close to you and close to your word and close to your people. We just give you this day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.